With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, CIAP sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hey! Hi, guys!
Hey, ladies and gents, because I know some of you gents listen to us as well. Yes. It's your girl, Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And it's your girl, Jenny from the pod. And unfortunately, Bianca cannot be here today, but we send her all our love and we hope she comes back soon.
Yeah.
I think the latest episode was either with the guys, which I actually really enjoyed. I listened to it so many times. If you guys haven't listened to it, make sure you do check it out. But
LOL Jen, it was not the guys, it was the boundaries episodes. It was the boundaries one.
Oh, boundaries, Jesus Christ. Do you know what? We record so much that I keep forgetting what it is. And actually the reason why I mentioned the episode with You Get Podcast is because we recently posted another picture, so that's what I was looking at.
Yes.
But anyways, listen to both of them. That was really good.
It was really, really good episode. In the episode of You Get, we spoke about some really controversial things. So it was interesting. It was just interesting to hear guys' perspectives on, you know, certain issues and hearing the way they think and talking about, you know, they don't know how to express emotion and things like that. Things that you probably don't think about. But actually, guys really do go through these things.
Yeah, guys are going through it. So they do. But firstly,
check that out.
How are you, Shade? How's your week been?
My week has been good. So, guys, if you did not know, I started a new job.
Yay!
So, I started a new job. Thank God. Give God all the glory. It was literally only by God's grace that I got this job. But, yeah, now I started my dream job, basically. And it's been... I've literally been thrown in already. But it's been amazing because it's just really nice to finally... the rewards of your labor.
Yeah, because you've worked really hard. I've seen you work so hard.
Oh my gosh. I have wanted this for ages. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, I just need this to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, so no, it's been good. My week's been busy. I went to my boyfriend's cousin's wedding this week as well. And it was lovely. Oh, it was such a nice... And the weather was perfect. I was just like, oh, some people are just God's favourites.
Honestly, the weather's been so up and down. Good. I just hope...
It has. Even in July.
Yeah.
This is it. And even in July. So you can just really not tell about the weather in the UK.
Yeah.
You can think you're having a summer wedding and you're really having an autumn wedding because it will be raining for the whole day.
But
apart from that, me good. And how are you, Jen?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just here chilling. Okay, I'm not chilling, but I'm, you know, working, obviously. Work has actually been really stressful this week. Like, even just responding to messages has been so hard. Like, I'm not that great with, like, responding to people anyway. but this week, I'm just like, I see a message come through. Like, even having the strength to respond is too much.
I'm
sure, like, we all go through that anyway.
Exactly, we go through those phases. It's so funny. I saw someone say that replying to WhatsApp messages is a chore these days. It's part of, like, life admin.
It is, honestly. Sometimes I have to set, like, reminders, like, respond to this person, because especially when it requires, like, you know, in-depth
an actual response.
Like, it's just, it's a bit long.
It's good to hear.
Cool.
But yeah, so now we're going to go into our Oh My Pod.
Yes. So the Oh My Pod.
Jen, what do you have for us?
Oh My Pod that I've chosen today is kind of, it's not a great one, to be honest. for those of you that do know, and even if you don't know, I'm sure you've heard a couple of his songs. Biz Markin or something. Oh, geez, I'm butchering a name. This is bad. he's the one that wrote Just a Friend. And you say I'm just a friend.
Oh, yeah. That one. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He passed away. He actually passed away. I saw it on the show.
No way.
Yeah, he passed away at age 57 years old. That's the one. Biz Markie, that's his name. He's an entertainer. Oh. He's worked with like so many different artists. And you know, he was quite young as well, and he suffered from diabetes, I believe it was. So like these celebrities have just been showing him love and kind of sharing memories that they had with him and everything. But he's like one of those like OG artists that were around the time and that were quite relevant even during our time as well.
So yeah, that really was sad. A bit
shocking. That was a bit shocking.
So sorry to hear that. Oh, you know, I pray that God comforts his family.
Yeah, amen.
There have been quite a few deaths that I've been seeing around, actually. There was another Nigerian celebrity. Sultan, I think his name is.
Okay.
Yeah, and he passed away as well. I think he had a long-standing battle with cancer.
Oh, so, gosh.
It's very sad. So, yeah, guys, love people.
Yeah.
You know, forgive people. Even me, I need to work on forgiving. Honestly, it's so hard. It's hard to not hold a grudge. It really, really is hard. Because you're just like, why did you do that? Mm. Why did you have to do that? You didn't have to do that.
Mm.
And then you just harbour that anger.
Yeah.
And that annoyance. But honestly, life is just so short.
Life is short. You don't know what's going to happen the next day, next week. That was it. All right.
All right. So let's get into it.
Should we go into our topic? I actually love this particular topic. Because it's interesting. But to be fair, this year's... We're talking about Love Island, by the way. For those of you that don't know, I don't know where you've been, but I'm just going to give you a little synopsis of what it's about. It's basically a dating show. Different guys and girls go onto the show to essentially find love, but we all know that they're there to get brand deals and, you know,
become
influencers. But
and to push their influencing.
Right? But yeah, they're here to find love and, you know, there's different games and people get coupled up, they get dumped. So yeah, it should be like it's a really fun reality show for all of us to kind of watch. This year's one has unfortunately been quite dry. I'm very disappointed with the candidates that they have chosen. I don't know where they got them from, but I'm not feeling it at all. Like, I'm not feeling it to the point where if I miss a show, I don't actually mind. I don't have that.
And this is what happened with me. Literally, this is what happened with me. So Love Island is a type of show where, because it's every day, if you miss one day, you've kind of missed a lot because it moves quite quickly. So when I missed one, I just thought, do you know what? I actually can't be bothered to use my time to rewatch this episode. So I'm just going to continue.
Yeah.
And I did. And then I missed like two more episodes. And I was like, do you know what? I'm forcing it now.
Oh,
I tried to watch it again yesterday and I was like, nah, I'm just forcing this at this point. Let me just not.
But do you think it's like, is it just because of the type of people they've chosen? Or is it just, there's not enough drama? Like, what is the actual problem?
I think a bit of both. So I think drama is always good. We like to see a bit of drama because that's what makes good TV. We want to see like, oh, what happened? Oh my gosh, they said this. Oh my gosh, no, he did not just do that. And then I don't think the people are that bad. I think people are being a bit harsh.
You think so?
Right, like, yeah, I don't think they are that bad. Like, they're just what do people want? What kind of people do people want on Love Island? Like, the people that are there are the type of people that go onto Love Island. So I don't think, you know,
it's just the fact that, and I guess it's something that you just never know, like, unless you group these people together. But I think there's definitely a lack of, like, compatibility between all of them. I'm just like, I wouldn't even know who to couple which person couple with, like, because there's no chemistry. It's true.
Wasn't there one point where all the guys were doubting their partners? all of them were like doubting, and it was just so funny. I'm just like, oh, wow, this is actually a shambles.
Yeah,
none of them like each other.
I mean, like, I think the only person, the only couple I would say that's the most compatible is Liberty and Jake. I feel like there's something genuine there between the both of them. They actually like each other. Yeah, I hope. I mean,
yeah,
we never know really, but they seem to they seem to like each other. But the rest of them,
yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of friendship couples. I mean, that's not what you're here for, but hey, nobody wants to go home.
Like cousin Aaron, it's true. They're just trying to save each other's thing. So in terms of like Black women, I really wanted to know your thoughts on this. Black women entering the villa, what do you think about that?
I think, I mean, obviously, as a, and I would hope that's very obvious, when a Black woman comes in, it's inevitable they're going to be chosen last. Why that is,
it's crazy that it happens every single time,
and I can't
every
even,
time
the thing is I can't even sit here and say, oh, I don't know why that happens and act all naive. I know why it happens. It's because the people that the guys that they put in there don't want to be with a Black woman. That's not their preference.
That's just facts. Yeah,
they don't want even a Black man that's in there, or a mixed race man. They don't even want to be with Black women. So I feel like if I was to go on it, or if any of my friends or whatever, obviously you would go on it knowing that you might just never be chosen, that you would just be conveniently paired up with somebody, which is sad.
Which is so tragic.
And I wish...
It's like we're almost having to be tolerated.
Exactly. It's having to be tolerated. And I just like... I think that's a reality. That's a reality of what it's like to date in. Actually, let me pick my words carefully. I was gonna say that's what it's like to date in the UK, but it depends on your surroundings.
No, I don't think so. It really depends on your surroundings.
If you're like in a very predominantly white area, then of course these are the type of things that happen. If you live in like a predominantly Black, like let's say South London, you're going to come into contact with more like people that look like you, that have a preference for someone that looks like you. But that's just how it is. I don't know if they've done much. I mean, I have seen that they've put Black women in there, but again, the majority is white, so
literally I feel like they just kind of chuck a couple in there just to kind of, you know, use up the quota. The thing is, I think Black women that are going on to that show, Love Island, they know what they're, it's at their own risk, because they know what to expect. They can't pretend like they expect another Black guy to, you know, choose them. And actually, I think that the Black girls that go on there probably have a preference for white guys. Because they've watched the show.
Yeah.
You know, they can't say they've never watched it. They've watched the show, so they know, you know, what the demographic is and what the preferences usually are. So I feel like as a Black woman, if you're going onto that show, you already kind of know what to expect. So I almost don't kind of feel... Obviously, a bit of me is like, oh, it's a shame, you know, that they always end up crying. But then I'm just like, you know, they actually no one forces them to do this.
But that's a good point.
They do that at their own risk.
I never actually thought about the fact that those Black women might actually have a preference for white men.
Exactly.
Now that I'm deep in it.
But it's just that the white men on that show don't have a preference for them.
Yeah, it's not reciprocated. Oh, boy. They know what they're doing, don't they?
Tragic.
But it just hurts, obviously, as viewers watching it, especially if you're a Black woman yourself, is that you can almost relate just no matter what, where it's like, oh, gosh, then just never going to pick us really, type of thing.
Yep. That was back in school. Like, you just always feel like you're the least attractive. You try to do your makeup like the white girls, and you try to, like, fit in so that, you know, guys, even Black guys, can even kind of look at you.
Yeah, no, definitely. And do you know what? Yeah, I recently, well, what's that couple again? Michael and Priscilla. You remember the two Black the couple.
Yeah. I don't think they're together anymore.
They're not together anymore. But there was like a bit of backlash as to the reason why. Like I think Michael spoke about how he felt the pressure to be for both of them to be like the representative of the Love Island black couple or something like that. So he felt that pressure, okay. And that's why they stayed for a little bit longer. And then people were like, especially on Twitter, they were like, well, we didn't ask you to be the token for the black Love Island couple and, you know, that kind of thing. So it's like, even, I just don't know if this if this show is meant for us.
It's not.
I mean, it's I say this, but it's worked in other countries, which I'm sure we'll touch on like a bit later. But in this UK, for some reason, I don't know if it's meant for us. Even if you are paired up with another black person.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. And actually, that's a good point that you raise. But we'll go on to that. We'll go on to that in the second part of the episode. Mm. In terms of like, you know, when they ask, oh, what's your type? And they say blonde.
Yeah.
Let's really unpack what that blonde dark features means. Now, I was told that they're not allowed to say white or black.
Really?
Remember who told me, but they're not allowed to say, oh, I have a preference for black girls or I have a preference for white girls. So that's why they were saying things like...
So that's why they beat around the bush like that.
Yeah, and they say dark features. And you're just thinking, what on earth is a dark feature? Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you think about that whole, what's your type? And they say, oh, blonde, blue eyes.
Well, I know for a fact that if a white person was to say, I like someone with dark features, they just mean tanned. They don't mean black.
Yes.
There's nothing black about what they mean. They mean and someone like, who has like a shine to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And then when a girl say that they like someone tall, dark and handsome, it's not a black guy.
No.
It is a tall, tanned, white man.
It's so weird because it just took me a while to like understand that. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what are you seeing? But yeah.
It's really interesting. It's interesting that they use hair colour to describe preference, whereas in the black community... They'll be like, oh, I like a girl with a big bum or breasts. Yeah. I'm a breast man, I'm a bum man type thing. It's true, that's what they say. So yeah. It's just very interesting, like, you know, think about the different demographics and how they describe preferences.
Exactly.
Very interesting.
And another thing that's just popped into my mind is just going on to the, you know, black woman experience. I've noticed, like, when, even if... it seems that a white man or one of the other men are interested in a black woman. When they are asked, okay, so what do you like about this person? It's just about personality. Oh, Kaz is funny. Kaz is
fiery.
Funny. You know, that kind of stuff. And then they're talking about somebody else like Chloe. Oh my gosh, Chloe is so fit. Her legs, I'm just like, okay, I know not everything is about looks and personality or whatnot, but it just seems very strange that when it comes to black women, it's very much about personality, which, yeah, our personality is top 10, yeah? Well, it's very good. But, what, are we just not physically attractive? Of course we are. But them. I'm just like, to them.
To them, yeah. And I just hope that, you know, shows like Love Island are not showing what the real narrative is like about black girls and attractiveness, because black girls are beautiful. And
beautiful.
There are men that love us now.
Yes.
Going on to the whole, you know, USA bit, that's something we'll need to unpack. But let's do the She's All That first.
Yeah, She's All That.
And then we're going to unpack that. Yeah. I do have that. So for those of you that don't know, She's All That is when we celebrate any woman on our episode. We are a safe space for millennials, women. We want to, you know... encourage our women, inspire our women, but also create that safe space to celebrate women as well, because we think that's really important. So exactly. She's All That as a segment that we created in order to do that. So we try to do it in all our episodes apart from the ones that have guests. And yeah, so this week the She's All That is one of my friends, Toye, and I choose her because she's been through a whole lot. She's a breast cancer survivor. She recently had the surgery. I can't remember what it's called. I think it was called a mastectomy. So she recently had that surgery, and now she wants to create a charity, some sort of charity, to basically shine light on, you know, cancer survivors, I believe. And she just really encourages me, even, because she's just an example of going through hardship but still coming out strong. You know, and turning that darkness into something that's beautiful, you know, turning that negative situation into something that's a testimony, of course, with God being the centre. But yes, I just wanted to celebrate her. We'll tag her, we'll shout her out on our page. And yeah, hopefully she sees it. So yeah, Toya, she's all that, sis.
Nice. Great.
But yeah, so going on to USA. So why do you think there's that difference in terms of black men in the USA loving and liking the black girls and the UK men not liking the black girls, even though they're black? And even, I'm sure on the USA one, there's even white guys that like the black girls.
There's white. I think maybe...
So I just want to understand what the difference is. Maybe. I don't get it.
Because black women are more appreciated there. You know...
Are they?
Compared to the UK. Compared to the... Like...
Okay.
I mean...
Okay.
Okay, so they're more appreciated maybe by white men compared to the UK. I still feel like in the UK, like you said earlier on, like there's a lot of black men that love black women, and that's like their preference.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like maybe in the US, maybe perhaps because it's a bigger country, all their films, you know, are across the world. You know, we watch a lot of American content, right? So we see it more often. We do,
actually.
So I feel like you see that black love more so in the US. So there's that, but I also feel like, I don't know, there's a bit of like zhuzh about that cast. How else to explain it? Like, there's a bit of zhuzh.
I watched I think one episode, and I just thought, ooh, okay, like this. Like, you know, they're daring, they just do it.
Yeah,
they're just, I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. Even Too Hot to Handle as well.
Oh, Too Hot to Handle, that was so good. Even with Too Hot to Handle, there were some British people on there as well. Like, you get people from different parts of the world. So again, it might also be to do with production too. Don't forget, we only see like an hour from 24 hours of content, right? So there's a lot of stuff that they cut out.
True.
So I do feel like the UK can take a leaf out of, you know, the Love Island's US cast book to see how they can make it better. And just understand,
exactly. I think they should talk to the producers even and, you know, collaborate, because you're so right. In the US, there's a huge difference in terms of that receptiveness to black women. And it's just really interesting to see. But, you know, my point still stands that black women that go onto Love Island UK, they know what they're signing up for.
Yeah.
They know that they're likely not going to actually find someone genuine. Could happen, like Michael and Priscilla, I think, even though they're breaking up now, but they were together.
Yeah.
For quite a while, actually, after they left Love Island.
But I feel like it's just... I can't really blame them as well, because I think black women have that mentality of, oh no, I'm always going to get picked last. I mean, I'm going to get picked last if I go onto the show. I'm not going to find love if I go onto the show because of my race. It's just going to be never ending. So I do feel like, you know, black women should still be encouraged to go onto that show.
So they shouldn't feel like, oh, because I'm not going to get picked, let me not go on this thing.
But obviously with the mindset and just, you know, using common sense and knowing that this might not be as what you thought it might be. But also I feel like, I don't know what the team looks like for Love Island. You know, are they diverse? If they're not diverse, then it just makes total sense why it looks like this.
That is so true. You know, no, that's so true. I don't think that's something that we think about. Who are the creators of this? Who are the producers? What do they look like? What does that whole team look like?
Yeah.
What does the casting team look like? You know? who are their advisory group, who advises them and definitely stuff. That is so true.
But what do you think about, like, because this conversation has come up, I know we can't go fully into it, might be another episode or whatnot, but okay, the whole idea of, like, if a black man was to go into Love Island, that he has to pick a black woman. Just like Michael said, that he felt the pressure of upholding that black power couple status. Like, do you feel like watching Love Island, and I will say that, of course, when I watch Love Island, I innately want the two black people to be together.
Yeah.
But does that mean that they have to? Is it by force just because they're black themselves?
Black. That's such a good question, and it's so complex because there's so many layers to it. I feel like I don't think it's a must. However, it is expected, not unfortunately, but naturally, like you said, innately, I would just expect the black guy to go with the black girl. But as we're seeing in this generation, we're seeing a rise of, you know, black women, and we spoke about this in one of our episodes, black men, you know, not being with black women. And I don't know the reason for that. I don't really care to know the reason for it, because I just think it's something that it's just a never-ending spiral of conversation. I don't think it's something that there's an explicit answer for.
I was just gonna say, do you think, like, being a black person and coupling up with a person of another race, or just in general, forget Love Island, being with somebody with another race, does that decrease your quote-unquote pro-blackness?
That's so funny.
Do you know what? I watched a video on this actually today as well.
Is it? you can shed some light then, because it's interesting. People say that your partner, your choices of partner has nothing to do with your pro-blackness. I kind of don't know.
Okay.
Jen, honestly, it's complex, because look at someone like Stormzy. He's very pro-black. He, you know, has a scholarship and stuff for black people, but then his ex-partner was Somalian. So she wasn't, you know, Maya Jama. Mm. And then, you know, all these rappers that do...
So what, Maya Jama is mixed. So she's black and what, white?
Oh, is she not Somalian?
Ain't Somalian black people?
I get... Okay.
They're black. My Somalian friends, they identify as black. I see them as black people.
Black, okay. Yeah. Right, okay. See, this is what I mean. It's not as easy as because then you could go into the colorism.
Yeah,
it's not as easy to define, because then you could go into the whole colorism. Well, okay, what's black? Do the black guys tend to go for lighter skin girls then?
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's such a complex one, honestly, girl.
It is very complex. But
I don't think it decreases their pro-blackness. I think you could definitely still be pro-black even if you decided to, you know, date someone outside of the black person. But it would be good to know the reasons why.
I mean, what about if the reason's just purely because you love that person?
You love them, yeah.
Like, it happens. You never know who you fall in love with. And obviously, your environment to an extent dictates who you are with. But let's just say you travel you travel to Iceland. I don't know why I said Iceland, but you travel to Iceland or something, right? And you meet someone who's like, I don't know, white Canadian. Jeez, I'm just dropping all these countries in here. You know, like, it just happens, right? I personally I don't feel like it decreases your pro-blackness. I feel like if your reason is because, if you're like, oh, I prefer white people, then okay, or Spanish people, just anyone other than your own race, then I would look at you sideways as to, like, why are you distinctively making that presence, especially when that preference, especially when that person's not of your race. But again, it's a complex thing. I just feel like, you know, there shouldn't be any pressure put on people to couple up with each other just because of race. It unfortunately does come with it. But at the end of the day,
because naturally we're going right. to do what feels right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, for me, it's just a case where Black women should definitely still go on a show if they actually genuinely want to find love, but they should also know that, and they should also kind of apply common sense and look at the trends.
Yeah.
Of what we've seen, Black women are usually chosen last. Black women are, you know, not as liked and as, you know, grafted or whatever the word they use on the show. It's just how it is because of the kind of guys that they bring onto the show.
Yeah.
So as long as they know that, then cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, they should definitely feel empowered to go on it and look for love, like, if they want to.
Yeah. No, I like that. I do agree with that. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So rounding up. What are some, ooh, gosh, I was going to say couple predictions, but you know, it's hard to
it's even so predict. Hard because I've kind of stopped kind of watching it. I mean, in terms of couple predictions, I think Jake and Liberty,
they will last. Could, yeah.
Do you yeah, think, do you I
think,
hope so.
Do you think they will survive Casa Amor?
See, that's when I'm going to start rewatching it. So for those of you that don't watch it, Casa Amor is basically when a whole new set of guys and girls. No, is it just girls?
Yeah, no, girls and guys.
And guys,
so
yeah.
So basically,
go on.
They're split into, the boys and the girls, they're split into two different parts of the island. And then new guys come for the girls and new girls come for the guys. And then, you know, they get to know each other, mingle and whatnot. Feelings get caught, feelings don't get caught, whatever. And then at some point,
it's messy.
It is so messy. At some point, they have to recouple if they want to, right? And this is where the cracks start to form, and that's where you actually see who's the stronger couple or not. There's been some shocker moments in the past, not episodes, the past seasons. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But I do feel like Liberty and Jake will stay together.
They'll survive.
I think they'll survive. I feel like Chloe and Toby will not survive. Oh god, I don't even want to get onto that couple.
Chloe and
Chloe and Toby.
Can we just that is just the most forced fake thing I've seen in a while. It's really cringe to watch. I feel like she's almost using him as like a
she is a
buffer. Until someone else comes in, and then she'll just drop him. And he's so naive as well. That's what's so interesting.
And the thing is that I think he's trying to suppress his naivety. No, seriously, because when they were both in the bottom two, right, or the least compatible couples, he really felt that. So, and I think he kept saying like, oh, you know, why are we in the bottom two? And she got pissed, like, why do you keep thinking about that? So I think that's where his true colors kind of snuck out, but he's trying to suppress his childishness.
Exactly. He knows that, like, we can see through the BS. Yeah. We really can.
No, definitely.
But yeah. Any other couple predictions?
I think Millie and Liam, I really like Millie. She just, yeah,
doesn't she just want, she just seems very like she just wants to go in and just,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
see it.
But I just like how honest she is, to be honest.
She's just like
in terms of what we want to see more from Love Island moving forward. I do you know what I think would be so dope is if Love Island UK and US did like a mashup together, like Too Hot to Handle.
That would be
good. That would be so good if they did that.
That would be so. Now that would raise the viewers again because we're all bored.
Yeah, we're bored. We're bored. This, man. We're bored.
We really are. That's such a good idea.
Yeah, I think that's what I want to see. Definitely, again, more diversity from both sides, not just the women, also the guys as well, and.
Yeah, and just more drama, but like,
I mean, they more can't entertainment. Create, I guess they can create the drama.
Yeah, but then we don't want it to be forced at the same time.
Because
we can also see through that if they try to like, and also like drama.
Maybe cast a bit better, like get some more people with personality. But the thing with that, you know what happened to the, I forgot the girl's name, the one that left so suddenly, like she was the first dump.
Shannon.
Yeah. So I think like when she auditioned or when they were casting her, she was like lively and bubbly and saying she's going to do this, she's going to do that. And then when she got to the villa, she didn't, apparently she did not participate in like the kissing challenges and this and that. And obviously I would never advocate for somebody to be forced to do such things,
to do
but
anything.
You know what this show is about. This is my thing.
You know what the show is about. You know what Love Island is about. You clearly watched it before if you're applying. So you can't come and then try to act a certain way and then be shocked when you're dumped.
Exactly.
It doesn't really work like that.
But yeah. Better casting,
Love
please.
Island UK. Exactly. Think of doing a mashup with US. Yeah? Cheers.
Yeah, and give us some credit
for it
as
thanks
well.
Guys for listening. Yeah, exactly. Shout out She's in a Pod.
Yeah.
But yeah, ladies, let us know what you think. Let us know what you think about the whole black women coming onto the show, whether they should, whether they shouldn't. Mm. Let us know your thoughts. And gents as well, if you're listening to the call, I know some guys listen to this.
Yeah.
Let us know your thoughts. Let us know, you know, what your thoughts are on that. And if you were to go on the show, would you pick a black woman?
Yeah.
Mm.
True. That'd be good to know.
All right. So if you have not already, you already know what I'm going to say. Please leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcast. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for listening, guys.
See you later.
See you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.